In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg, and with me is John Conorup. And Brother John, we were closing our last broadcast talking about the needs of missionary wives and how important it was to have maybe another missionary family there in the field where the wives could fellowship and encourage one another, that kind of a thing. What happens if one of those wives, however, becomes a critic of the other wife?
Yes, we call that interpersonal conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so we teach a lot on that with interpersonal relationships and before they go as missionaries.
Okay.
It's one of the areas that I concentrate on and work with our missionaries. If there is an issue and one becomes critical of another and we hear about it, we encourage them, first of all, to go try and work it out together, biblically. And and if that doesn't solve it, then as their families, they try and work it out.
Yeah.
Then from there, we'll get with their sending church and sending pastor, because that's their authority.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask them to step in and help work through that process.
Yeah.
So there's a number of ways that we try and encourage and help them through those things. But being on the mission field, many times you get away from your comforts and your knowns and your strengths, and you find out what your weaknesses are.
Yeah.
And you find out what other people's weaknesses are.
For sure.
And that's the hard process to work through sometimes.
We had a missionary that we visited, my wife and I. And after our visit was done, the missionary wife told us about another missionary that criticized the way she boiled water.
Hmm.
And she was from another section of the country, but came for every services on Sunday and stayed there Sunday afternoon for the evening services thing. And that all afternoon, Sunday afternoon, just critical of the other missionary wife.
Hmm.
So at the end of our 2 weeks there, the missionary and his wife pulled us aside and said, "We had decided that after your visit, we were coming back to the States. We were done.
Hmm. Hmm.
But because of your time with us, we're signing up again."
Yes.
I heard of an article in a magazine that said how important it was to send a pastor's wife to the mission field for that missionary wife.
Yes.
And the last sentence of the article said, "And if the church can afford it, go ahead and send the pastor too."
Yes, exactly.
I've never forgotten that, because I thought, you know, so many times we kind of get the big head, like we pastors need to go and preach.
Right.
And all, you know.
No, that's...
It could be that wife is the one that may be a little bit shaky.
Yeah. Oh, many times. In fact, when I travel, I do some alone, but I prefer my wife to go because when we get with missionaries, the wives love it when she's there.
Yeah.
And they feel like they can open up to somebody who's been there.
Oh, yeah, right.
And who will listen and care for them that maybe they're not getting on the field.
Right.
They may not be around another missionary.
No, no.
And the local people may not understand the issues they're dealing with.
Right.
And so to have somebody come and visit like that, and especially my wife, is a huge blessing.
So you support the idea of supporting pastors and wives going and visiting their missionaries?
100%.
Yeah.
They really need to do that.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to see how that positively affects the missionary.
See, we have a lot of folks that may be listening to our broadcast today that may have the idea that if our pastor and his wife go to the mission, it's a vacation.
Oh,
you know, we shouldn't be paying for their vacation, you know.
Right.
As opposed to, it's really a work time.
Yes.
For that pastor and his wife.
It's a huge ministry opportunity.
Yes.
It's ministry going on the mission field to keep our missionaries there.
Yeah.
And sometimes all they need is someone there for just a week to encourage and be there and listen, and they stay there. Otherwise, we've seen them come off the field, and then there's the light of Christ is not shining.
My wife and I planned a trip to Australia, and our church supported two missionary families there, and we were planning on being a part of their ministry. But we also had some personal friends in Australia, and So we were going to spend 3 or 4 days with them. Well, when one of our deacons found out that we were visiting friends,
yeah,
he told the deacons, well, then in that case, they need to pay for their own trip.
Right.
And we wound up paying for our own trip.
Wow.
The entire trip,
yes,
we paid for it personally because of the short-sightedness,
yes,
of, well, you know, this is not a ministry trip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's things like that that just cause pastors to kind of go, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else could I be doing?
Exactly, exactly. No, as a missionary personally, when our pastor came or other pastors came and their wives, it was a huge, huge blessing. And it was definitely a ministry that they were doing for us, for our family.
Those are comments that church members need to hear.
Very much, yes.
Yeah.
And I try and encourage churches all the time, please send your pastor to be with the missionaries because they need it.
Right.
They really do need it. And you know what else it does? It really impacts the pastor.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth.
And they come back and they're just so excited for missions, and then that impacts the church people.
Exactly.
So it's good all the way around.
It's just a domino effect.
Yes.
Yeah. Church philosophy, church planting, things like that on the mission field usually involves starting a church, getting a congregation together, building a building, getting that paid for, but also training a national pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But that means then that that missionary, after a while, has to then pack up and leave and do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
What have you found to be the best process of training a national pastor and wife?
I've seen it done many different ways. I've seen it done just personally, like a discipleship training and a one-on-one. As the missionary has started a Bible study, it formed into a church. Now it's going on its own, financially doing well. Then they can train that national pastor, somebody who has exhibited the call of God upon their
mm-hmm,
life,
mm-hmm.
And they personally work in that family's life and turn it over. What I've seen as our ministry and others have grown is Bible college. And so I started a Bible college in Nairobi, Kenya, and today it's training national pastors, and that has worked very, very well. So we have multiple schools around the world, but some train for urban ministries and some train for rural ministries, and some have institutes in their churches, some have a whole Bible college on its own. But that's what I have found to work, because I was in a country where they were talking about their pastors and they just didn't seem to have that training that really was needed.
Yeah, right.
And so I found out they were basically just in a Bible institute but hadn't really been trained for pastoral ministry.
Okay.
And so I asked them the question, or I had the pastor, visiting pastor, ask them the question, would you rather be a pastor or an evangelist? And all of them said evangelist.
Mm.
And so he said, why? And they said, because we don't feel trained in all these other areas of being a pastor.
Right, right.
And that showed those missionaries, they've got to have a higher education and training for those pastoral leaders.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then while they're in college, they can, on the weekends, serve in local churches that are close to the college.
Yes, yes. We, in a lot of our schools around the world, that's what we require them to be in, and we rotate them in different ministries so they get those experiences. And very, very important. In fact, the school that I started, it's a 3-year full-time college, and then their 4th year is an internship in a church.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they have to accomplish and do many different things, and upon recommendation from that pastor, then they can get their degree.
Then they graduate.
Yeah.
What part do you think counseling training should take in the training of a missionary pastor and wife?
I think it's very important. People have always struggled with various issues and things around the world, but our missionaries have not always been prepared in the counseling area or to teach or train in the counseling area. We're finding that to be more and more important.
Okay.
And even in our Bible college in Springfield, Missouri, a lot of our mission students take counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are dealing with people, now it may be in a different culture, but a lot of the basic needs are the same.
Yeah, right.
And so it is very important to have a counseling training. I don't know if it needs to be a degree or not, but it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah,
Yeah. But something to help them in dealing with crisis counseling mm-hmm. or family counseling,
right.
marriage, all those kinds of areas that even for myself as a missionary, when I went, I hadn't been prepared in some of those areas.
Sure, yeah.
And then to when they came to me for help is, I need to give mm-hmm. me some time and I'll figure it out.
Exactly.
So it's important to have that training.
That's kind of what led me into my master's degree in biblical counseling. I mm-hmm. was pastoring and got to a church that was just like a Peyton place. And
mm-hmm.
we had 18 cases of immorality in the first 18 months we
wow.
were there.
Hmm.
The previous pastor and his wife had split and they'd hmm. taken other partners. And, it was just a horrible situation. Yes. And I didn't really have the answers.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to deal with all that. And so I went to a seminar, a week-long seminar.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through the seminar, they said, are any of you guys interested in taking this for master's degree credit? Sure, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
And so we had to read some books and take a final a test and write a paper. And then a couple weeks later, they contacted us and said, is anybody interested in getting a degree in this area? And that was the beginning of the degree
yes.
that I got. But it was simply because I felt so unprepared
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
those kinds of... I never thought I'd face those kind of issues in local church.
Right, right.
I thought, no, certainly not in a church,
yes.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's probably what a lot of folks are facing.
Yes, you know. And that happens a lot for missionaries in the church maybe that they've started and they've planted, that people come with all kinds of issues
mm-hmm.
that they're dealing with. And then later on, even as you have multiple churches that have pastors, you're going to work with those pastors who are dealing with things
yeah, yeah.
and or with, you know, mentoring the people. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that having that background is very, very important.
Right. Another question is, what types of things did local churches do for you and your family when you were on the mission field that really helped and encouraged you?
Well, when I was there, it was before email.
Sure. Okay. All right.
So a phone call was really big
mm-hmm.
because it was $5 a minute.
Okay.
Sometimes more.
Yeah.
And so just communicating was huge. In fact, I had one pastor who sent a monthly letter out to his missionaries.
Hmm.
Just sharing, hey, this has happened in our church. We've seen this go on. We just finished our mission conference. So every month...
Mm-hmm.
I got a letter from that pastor. He was not my sending pastor.
Interesting.
Just a supporting pastor.
Yeah.
And that was always very encouraging just to see.
Hmm.
So any kind of communication nowadays with social media and,
yeah.
and internet and email, it's amazing what you can do. So
mm-hmm.
communication is big. And anytime you can have your people involved in communicating with the missionaries you support.
Not just the pastor, but...
Yes,
the kind of
church people.
Yeah.
Yes, missions committee.
Yes,
have them involved in communicating
right
with all the missionaries.
Right. Well, folks, I trust that these sessions with Brother Conrup have been a help and a blessing not only to you but also to your churches. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.